There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking storage this morning on The Business Breakfast. We've been asking you whether or not you would let a stranger store things in your home, or whether you would store things in the home of someone you don't know. This is on the back of reports out of the UK that peer-to-peer storage, people renting out storage space in their homes and garages, is gaining traction. 9 months ago, we spoke to an Australian company that was doing just that, and we're going to get a catch-up with him this morning. Daniel Gunning is the founder and CEO of Space Now. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to speak to you guys again. Do you want to kick off by reminding us just how your platform works?
Sure. So we're a peer-to-peer marketplace where you can go on and book space on demand in a flexible way. We have 8 major categories, and then we've got 30 subcategories. So we call that the major categories environments. So they're your headline, what people would probably go in and initially think they're looking for, office or storage, car parking, venues, and then you drop down and we've got subcategories which are a little bit more defined under that.
Where do you see the most use? Where are people most using your platform for?
Look, at the very moment, it really does depend on what country, but the place where the most typical sharing is taking place, we're mainly focused more around B2B or business to business. So we're seeing a lot of meeting rooms, we're seeing offices. So if you've got spare desks in your office, you might be scaling up, scaling down, you need more space, less space. That's probably the very typical. And then storage is a very, very big one, which we're seeing a huge amount of growth in.
We spoke to you last September when you signed a regional partnership agreement with the Seed Group here. What's happening on that?
Yes, look, we're still working with Seed. At the moment, we've just been working with business centres up there, so they are approved to have flexible or short-term letting. So been working with those groups. Currently, we are getting approval through merchants so we can do the transaction and take the booking through our we have to use different merchants up there, so in order to be able to transact in that area. So that approval is just going through at the moment.
Do you think you'll be offering the full service here, including the storing of stuff in other people's garages and houses?
Look, we're probably going to not come in and offer everything. I think at the moment, we're obviously coming from an area where the sharing economy is obviously is quite mature, and regulations allow people to be able to put different type of spaces up and share it a little bit more freely. So we respect that there's, it's sort of a growing trend in the UAE. So we'll probably come into areas where people are quite familiar. So certainly we'd like to see in meeting rooms and in the office area, we'd like to see that. Car parking is a big one. Conferencing. Hospitality storage is another one which, I think it's one which a lot of people look for.
Well, we're very interested in the storage here in the studio this morning. We've had a bit of a debate. Some of us say we'd do it. Some of us say that we wouldn't. What have you found in terms of shifting mindset for getting people to get used to the idea of leaving their stuff in someone else's place?
Look, certainly the first biggest hurdle people need to get over is trust. I mean, I think that's what people need to feel secure. And the way that you can build trust, obviously, we see there's reviews. So putting review systems in place. Also, just people getting familiar with having knowing that they can actually put a space out there, and there are people out there willing to rent a space they probably didn't think they could monetize. That's definitely something, people just knowing that they can actually do that and knowing that technology can solve a lot of those problems.
Daniel, you mentioned truss there, and there's truss obviously from two sides. One is that the storage area is safe from theft, weather, etc.
Yeah.
And the other is if people were storing things with me, the onus would be on me to KYC, to know your customer and to know what was in the storage so that, I wasn't sort of playing safe haven to stolen goods for that sort of thing. How do you get around that sort of issue?
Look, it's, through our sign-up period process, we obviously take details of people's, they've got to provide a level of identification, so you know exactly who you're dealing with. It's one which, when people are putting their items in there, I mean, most people are present. You do the booking through the platform, but doesn't mean that you don't ever interact, so... I mean, obviously, if you're concerned or you had some suspicions around what was being stored, you could obviously go on and either terminate that booking or sort of contact somebody for that. I mean,
Would you have a right to check the what's in the boxes?
You wouldn't go into the boxes, but I think you could definitely. If you're a little bit concerned, if it's somebody that you were concerned about who they were or if they didn't have a track record with booking before, you could ask for a little bit more information around what they're doing, what their business is. So you can always reject. There's no obligation for you to take every booking. So you have the opportunity to ask more questions, and if you're not comfortable with what they're putting forward that they're going to store, you can just reject and say, no, I'm not prepared to store those items.
How are you seeing the storage facility being used? What kind of stuff are people storing in for how long?
Look, generally, what we're finding is it doesn't really matter where you go in the world. I think the size of the area or the footprint of that people live in is getting smaller. So we're just finding, but yet people still want to have your typical items. People have golf clubs, they've got boarding items, they might have ski equipment, things that you don't typically use on a daily basis that you might pull out and use, even luggage, all those sorts of things are your typical sort of items people want to store. They're items which you want to own and keep, but you probably don't use on a weekly basis and you want to just use them, sparingly.
And finally, Daniel, what kind of growth have you seen? You guys have been going for about 2.5 years now. How's the business doing?
Yeah, it's doing really well. I mean, we're based in Australia, so it's growing very well out of these regions. We're obviously moving into Asia, and obviously we're seeing the sharing economy growing around the world. So as more companies and more industries adopt it, I think people are becoming more familiar. That trust in terms of being able to go on, use technology to solve problems and find spaces or open up opportunities to book something is out there and people are really embracing it.
Any rough time frame for the UAE?
We're working in with Expo 2020, so we know that we want to develop in line with when that comes on. So we would like to be up and operational towards the end of this year, so we've got a good run into with Expo next year.
Daniel Gunning, founder and CEO of Space Now, peer-to-peer storage solution. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.